Hey, what's happening? Thanks for joining us this evening on the South Central Indiana News Network. You're listening to What's Happening, where we highlight local news and events for Bloomington and the surrounding region. Skip Daly here, and with 2 weeks, or actually less than 2 weeks, left of summer, fall is rapidly approaching. Leaves are beginning to change color, the nights are getting shorter, the weather a bit cooler, and football is all around us tonight. The North-South football game here in Bloomington takes place. Tomorrow, the Indiana football Hoosiers open up at home, taking on Idaho. And the Indianapolis Colts will battle the Seattle Seahawks 1 p.m. this Sunday. South Central Indiana News Network Sports Director Nick Jenkinson will bring you all the action, including live updates of IU football through our social media pages. Today is Friday, September 10th. Let's take a look back at this week in history. On September 6th, 1620, the Pilgrims sailed from Plymouth, England on the Mayflower and settled in North America. On September 7th, 1921, in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the very first Miss America pageant took place. On September 8th, 1565, St. Augustine, Florida was founded by Spanish Admiral and Florida's first governor, Pedro Menendez de Aviles. On September 9th, 1776, the Continental Congress officially named its Union of States the United States. And on September 10th, 2001, during his appearance on the British television game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, contestant Charles Ingram reached the £1 million top prize, but it was later revealed that he had cheated by listening to coughs from his wife and another contestant. Today's celebrity birthday, celebrating number 71, Joe Perry. Of course, he was the founder and he's the lead guitarist of the Boston-based rock band Aerosmith. And today on the show, we welcome the president of Marshall Township Board in Lawrence County, Mr. Christopher Knoll. Our community update will be brought to us by the Porthole Inn at Lake Lemon and also the music of Jeff Cannon. But first, your local news headlines are brought to us by American Senior Benefits of Bloomington, providing innovative and smart money options for life, health, and investments. American Senior Benefits of Bloomington, online at asbofindiana.com. Now here's what's happening. Following unprecedented federal mandates upon the private sector, which were announced by President Joe Biden during the week, Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita announced the following brief statement. Quote, "My team and I, along with other like-minded attorneys general, are reviewing all legal action on how to stand against these authoritarian actions by the Biden administration. We will be prepared to file suit if Biden seeks illegal actions restricting Hoosiers' liberties." Unquote. The Bloomington Police Department are still investigating a shooting that occurred on the west side of the city earlier this week. One victim was hospitalized as a result of the incident, and 29-year-old Victor C. Pilot Coleman Jr. of Bloomington has been arrested and preliminarily charged with attempted murder, criminal recklessness with a deadly weapon, and pointing a firearm. The parking lot shootout occurred approximately at 5:30 p.m. on September 11th in the plaza, which once hosted the Kmart on West 3rd Street. Victor Pilot Coleman was taken into custody within 9 minutes of the first 911 call being received by Central Emergency Dispatch. He was found hiding in a dumpster behind Joanne Fabrics retail store. The hospitalized victim was at first taken away from the scene by a vehicle and allegedly brought to a home before medical attention was sought. The IU women's basketball team did not disappoint last year, going 21-6 and making it to the Elite Eight round of the NCAA tournament. The returning of all five starters this year has landed plenty of eyes on Bloomington's gem of a team. NCAA.com has the Hoosiers ranked number 8 in Autumn Johnson's recent power ratings for the 21-22 season. This is the first time the Lady Hoosiers have broken a top 10 preseason national ranking. The power ranking list includes two other Big Ten women's basketball teams, including number 4 Maryland and number 9 Iowa. Lake Central High School in St. John, Indiana, went on lockdown this past Wednesday after reports of an active shooter. St. John police were joined by many other officers from the region shortly after 10 a.m. when the call took place. After a sweep of the facilities, it was determined that the claims were false and no shots had been fired. Two students were questioned regarding the false claims being brought in by officers. Bloomington High School North recently experienced a similar threat immediately preceding a football game when a 12-year-old child from Bedford admittedly texted a threat into 911. Several emergency personnel had responded to the stadium to find that there was no incident. The boy said he did it to impress his friends. The charge of false informing has been turned over to a juvenile court. The city of Bloomington has named Holly Warren the city's new assistant director for the arts in the Economic and Sustainable Development Department. The assistant director for the arts represents the city in matters relating to art and culture, oversees and coordinates public art projects, cultural activities, and community events, and also supports community artists and cultural organizations. Warren will lead the city's arts and cultural initiatives, including the current reactivation of the John Walton Arts Center, the development of public art projects through 1% for the Arts Ordinance, and the many partnerships with community-based and Indiana University-affiliated cultural organizations. Indiana University continues to see strong overall university-wide enrollment and record enrollment at its Bloomington campus, while also further diversifying its student body. The Bloomington campus, which has shattered all enrollment records this year, due in part to an incoming class of 9,482. That is a 20% increase over last fall. And also, vacancies exist on the City of Bloomington boards and commissions. If you're interested and you are a resident of the City of Bloomington, you can find relevant information on each of the vacancies through the city's onboard platform found at bloomington.in.gov. And those are your local headlines. We'll be back with more of what's happening after this quick break.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Storm clouds on a windward sky rolled out like searching eyes to find the one they lost and make it right. And oh, how I saw your hand reach out to understand and to write the words to bring us sleep tonight.
Welcome back. You're listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network. Skip Daly here, and that was the music of Jeff Cannon. Our community update is brought to us by the world-famous, family-friendly Porthole Inn, the gem of Lake Lemon. The Porthole features amazing food and outdoor live music, including every other Tuesday, they host the Bloomington Blues Jam. Indiana University Athletics has announced the date for the 2021 Hoosier Hysteria at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. That will be Saturday, October 2nd. That's the date to mark on your calendars, where the public will be welcome to cheer on their men's and women's basketball programs as the kickoff to their seasons. Hoosier Hysteria, presented by Smithville, is free to attend, with fans being asked to donate a canned food item to benefit Hoosier Hills Food Bank. The event's start time will be finalized after the kickoff time for the IU-Penn State football game that same day. The information and other details that you need will be released as they become available. And today joining us on the show is Christopher Noel, the president of the Marshall Township Board down in Lawrence County. Christopher, how are you tonight?
Very good, Mr. Daly. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing well, Mr. Daly. I don't get that too often. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, you are the president of the Marshall Township Board. How long have you held that seat?
It could have gone to caucus about 2-3 years ago because there was an opening on the board. Someone resigned, and the Republican Party that held the seat reached out for people to join or go to a potential caucus, and I was the only one that put in for it. So Chris May, who was the party chair at the time, placed me in the seat, and then 1 year later, I ran in election and was elected to the Marshall Township Board. And currently this year, I'm the president. This is about my third year involved. I serve with Sam Bond and Ed Franklin on the board. And we work with the township trustee, Susie Evans.
All right. Now, township government, I think most people in Indiana understand that townships exist. I think a lot of folks are not very sure on exactly what the townships do. Can you break down a little bit about what the township responsibilities are and then follow up with how the board upon which you sit helps to guide or to oversee what happens?
Townships are the smallest unit of government in Indiana. You know, and I'd like to think most responsive. The two main functions are fire service and township assistance, maintaining the fire service, you know, whether it be with a volunteer fire department or corporate, a local city, using them. In our case, we've got a wonderful volunteer fire department led by Chief Jason Lewis and a good team that he's building there. And township assistance is the other one. And people experiencing hardship can come to the township trustee, and each township has rules in place that the trustee has to follow for giving assistance to people. But that is a possibility. People that need help with rent or bills, if they haven't gotten too far behind, generally they can go to the township trustee for short-term assistance in certain situations.
So the township trustee is also an elected position. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. You know, there's various townships throughout each county, and each trustee is charged with overseeing the budget, distributing township assistance and fire as they see fit. But the township board sets the budget that the trustee has to work with, kind of a legislative body, basically, to set the rules for township assistance and set the budget each year. Trustee's salary and the budget for fire, township assistance. There's a mowing budget as well for upkeep of cemeteries.
How many townships are there in Lawrence County?
9, I believe.
And how do you guys, as a small unit of government, collaborate with the county governments and the incorporated areas as well?
Well, there can be some collaboration between various units of government. The Bedford Parks Department was of assistance to us, just giving some guidance. And as we were recently given the Boca fish hatchery that the state owned and operated as a fish hatchery for many, many years. So now Marshall Township and anyone in the area, Southern Indiana, can come and enjoy the Avoca fish hatchery, which is now the Avoca Park.
Excellent. We're going to get into a little bit more about the Avoca Park when we come back from a break. Between now and then, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the role townships play in the fire departments.
Well, the townships, like I said, in our case, we have a volunteer fire department. The township is charged with keeping fire coverage for their area. So we contract every year with our volunteers for fire coverage throughout the year. Obviously, being volunteer, we don't have staff at the fire station every moment of every day, but we do have several responders typically available to get called in as needed and to respond to fires and vehicle crashes where fire trucks are needed or emergency services. And we've got some very well-trained people. Our fire chief, Jason Lewis, has done an amazing job. The fire department, I think last I heard, we were up to 13 to 15 volunteers, which it's getting harder and harder to find volunteers for fire departments. It used to be 10, 20 years ago, there were more volunteers than there are now. And we are very, very appreciative of the volunteers we have and always happy to find more people willing to serve the community, people willing to come and learn and be given classes and to just give their time to the local community.
I would imagine a majority of the budget that the township trustees have actually goes toward the fire departments. Is that the case?
Yeah. Of a budget of, you know, say $80,000. I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but out of a budget of $80,000 to $100,000, I believe we're at just over $30,000 a year that we're now going to be paying next year for a fire budget. Maybe it's $31,000 or $32,000 that we're now. And then, you know, the volunteer fire department would have that much money to upkeep their trucks, to upkeep the building, for fuel, for insurance. And it gets stretched very thin, and they have to seek out donations. And we recently had a golf scramble up here at the Stonecrest Golf Course, and many donated their time to come golf and, you know, donate $250 to do so. And it's very much appreciated.
Another question for you about the budget. Where does the money come from?
Taxes. Lovely taxes that, you know, no one likes to pay, but part of society. So the roughly 36 square miles of north central Lawrence County that is Marshall Township, you know, pays taxes every year for fire service, township assistance, mowing of the lawns and weed eating, cemeteries that the trustee is charged to help upkeep, and just part of life.
So the tax dollars within the township stay in the township?
Yes, typically. You know, I mean, your assessed value goes into that calculation. You know, what we spend goes into the calculation to get your tax rate, and it fluctuates every year. Marshall Township, for a long time, was one of the lower tax rates among townships in Lawrence County. The park might be bumping that up some. Keeping this resource for the community to benefit from, to come and walk trails, to hike in the woods. You know, the board as a whole came to a decision to accept the park.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to learn all about what was the Avoca Hatchery and is now the Marshall Township Avoca Park. You're listening to What's Happening right here on the South Central Indiana News Network.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479, or online at bbmoving812.com.
I had a dream last night. I dreamt that finally the fear was gone. And I woke up in your arms and I realized I was hanging on. Fear, like waiting by the phone.
And We're back. You're listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network, and that was the music of local musician Jeff Cannon. Today, we are joined by Christopher Noel. He is the president of the Marshall Township Board, and that is in Lawrence County. Now, Christopher, before we took break, you were schooling us on everything township government. You kind of walked us through exactly how the townships are structured, how you guys received your budget, what that money goes for. Right now, what we're going to talk about is a unique project that you guys were kind of thrown, actually, from what I understand. You had what was called the Avoca Hatchery, which was within the boundary of your township, and you were offered that land, and you decided to turn this into a park. So let's talk about what the Avoca Hatchery was and a little bit of its history, and then we can talk about its evolution into a current inactive park.
Yeah, the Avoca Fish Hatchery, for decades and decades, the state used it to spawn fish, to replenish fish in Indiana waterways and Indiana lakes. They would produce, I believe at high point, they could do over 500,000 fish per year out of these a little over a dozen ponds, 14 ponds, I believe, here at the Avoca Fish Hatchery. As things progressed, the state started using other hatcheries or maybe some private businesses to stock those lakes. And the park several years ago stopped being used as a fish hatchery. So it just sat for several years. The state came to the township with the option to receive it, to keep it in the public trust for the public to use and enjoy. And the township came to the decision to accept it and to, you know, mow it and keep it up and improve it for people to use and enjoy. Part of the things we've been doing, besides the obvious, is mowing. And we have some amazing volunteers. Big shout out to Mike, Gary Holmes, Ricky Enix, and a bunch of volunteers, many more than I can name right here. But they've done an amazing job mowing, weed eating, keeping the ponds free of weeds around the edges. Just a big thanks to them and all our volunteers for all they do for the Avoca Park and Marshall Township and Lawrence County, for people to enjoy this place. There's a beautiful dam there that sometimes is a trickle, but sometimes a raging waterfall over the dam with a pond behind it and a stream that runs through the park, multiple ponds that you can take a nice trail down through and trails up through the woods. It's just a very beautiful, idyllic scenery for citizens to come and enjoy. Get some exercise, walking, bring your leashed dogs and animals. And I just can't say enough good things about it and what we're doing there.
I'm putting the cart before the horse. I forgot to ask you exactly where the Avoca Hatchery is and where Marshall Township lays within the county of Lawrence.
Yes. Marshall Township is north central in Lawrence County. If you're coming south of Bloomington on 37, it's just before you get to Bedford at the junction of 5458. Take a right there, and there's Avoca Eureka Road on your left. It's hard to miss. You'll see the ponds as you're on the main highway and take a left, and there's parking, you know, buildings there, several old houses that can be rented out for event spaces even. And we just really encourage people to come and enjoy it.
So how large is this park?
It is approximately 40 acres total. When you're headed down the path through the ponds and around the back pond and back, it's just about 1 mile. And then there's many paths up through the woods that will take you to an old cemetery with, I believe, Revolutionary War era soldiers there. There's a shelter house in the very back with a really, really nice path right up to it. And various, like I said, various walking trails, beautiful scenery up through the woods, and a nice overlook of the pond behind the dam itself. It's just very beautiful.
Now, with having 14 different ponds, are any of them open for any water activity at all?
Not at this time. At some point, we hope for several of them to be stocked and fishable, but we haven't progressed to that point yet. So while we do have that hope, we can't have people doing it just yet.
But there are bathroom facilities there for folks that want to come out and spend several hours?
Yes, there are bathroom facilities in the very back of the property near the shelter house. There's a bathroom facility up there, and there's a bathroom facility just behind a new swing set we just installed. The swing set was a gift from a local church.
And is there an admission charge to get into the park?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, there's a donation box. Any donations are appreciated, but anyone can come, walk the path, walk the trails up through the woods, and just enjoy the park to their heart's content. As I said, there are some buildings there that could be used as event spaces. We have the Spoonmore event space. We named it after Gerald Spoonmore that worked at the park at the Avoca Fish Hatchery for, I believe, 40 plus years. And there's a shelter at the back of the property available for rent as well. And we're talking very reasonable prices. I believe it's less, I'd have to check our list with the trustee, but less than $100, you can rent an event space for a day for family gatherings or whatever you wanted to do.
14 ponds. I'm not sure if you're thinking what I'm thinking, but down the road, is there any potential to turn one of those ponds into a public ice skating rink?
I have not heard that idea floated. That's not a bad idea. I should note that a few of the ponds, they don't hold water anymore. So as you're walking the paths, you'll find a few ponds empty. And we are considering filling those in and creating more open space for people to have for, you know, play and fun, whatever they want to do at the park.
All right. Now, how can folks find out more about the Avoca Park, and how can folks get in touch with the individuals that oversee the park if they're interested in making donations or if they're interested in renting out one of your shelter facilities?
The park has a Facebook page. We now have 1,300 members on this public group. It's called the Avoca Park and Recreation of Marshall Township Facebook page. And locals and others that visit, they can come and take videos, pictures of themselves, post them on this page, showing themselves enjoying the park. It will give people, along with photos, you know, we're going to try and put some events on there. Recently, August 7th, we had the Rockin' on the River for Life, raise money for the Life Food Pantry. Also had late last year a ham and bean supper. But on this Facebook page, you can see future events that we put up there. And we definitely hope to have some more soon to raise money for the park or other charities in the area.
Well, Christopher, I thank you so much for joining us and giving us a little bit of an education on township governments and how they work, and talking specifically about resource that you guys have down in Marshall Township, which, of course, is the former Avoca Hatchery, the Marshall Township Avoca Park. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Skip. It's wonderful seeing you again. I appreciate everything you do, and you have a wonderful evening, sir.
Go ahead and check out the Avoca Park on their Facebook page. Learn all about the events that they're having and get yourself down there and enjoy that wonderful park. We would also like to thank our friends over at the Porthole Inn for sponsoring our community update. And of course, Jeff Cannon for providing our music for the month of September. On behalf of Julie Beasley and the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Skip Daly. Join us on Fridays as we keep you in touch with what's happening.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.